Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound is a soul band from Chicago led by Jason J.C. Brooks, best known for their sped-up, energetic live performances. They started getting noticed when they recorded their own take on the Wilco song, I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. Jeff Tweedy heard it, invited them to play Chicago's Solid Sound Festival. Then hometown Chicago label Bloodshot Records released their second album, Want More, last October. The band for this session was recorded in front of a live audience at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. Beforehand, I sat down with J.C. Brooks, and I had heard he was an actor, and that the band began when he found himself in Chicago with the production of Ragtime and some free time on his hands.
I'm actually from New Jersey, born and raised in Camden, and I went to school out in Pittsburgh. Then after Pittsburgh, I moved out to Chicago to do more acting stuff, and I had just finished rehearsals. We just opened a production of Ragtime in Chicago, and I was like, well, I got a bunch of free time, so I went on to Craigslist, and I saw an ad that our guitarist Bill had posted looking to put together a band that was making aggressive dance music, kind of born out of the being tired of going to clubs and seeing great bands that people were enjoying from the neck up, you know? So, we're just like, you know, make them dance by any means necessary. And that's kind of where it all sprung from.
Well, it's interesting about the theater background because something last spring, actually you and the band got to be on stage doing Passing Strange, the Stew piece that was presented by a theater company in Chicago. That kind of brings it full circle. Now, what was that like?
Well, it is, it was the band's concession to me. They got tired of me griping about not being able to be on, do theater anymore because I'm always on stage, but, you know. And it was also, I'd done one or two shows back when we first got together, and because those shows went really, really well, they kept getting extended. And it kind of postponed our band's progress for the first year or so. So I kind of made a commitment to the band after that where I was like, all right, I am here. And then, like, we got the opportunity to do this show that required a live band or, like, a full band, a pre-established band. And, it was perfect because I got to do what I the other thing that I love, and these guys didn't have to sit on their thumbs waiting for me, you know?
You make a big, and you just did it here today, big effort to steer away from the retro soul aspect of what you do, and more emphasis on the punk aspect. I heard the band even described as indie soul.
Sure.
That's because of the energy?
Because of the energy, and also because of it's already... I mean, retro soul has been done, and it's now being redone. So while it was a great foot in the door, because it is, you know, it did have the resurgence in popularity, it was a great foot in the door. But we also want to make sure that, like, while we can do this and we love doing it because it's great music, we don't want to be pigeonholed as a throwback act, because there are a lot more influences that we like to stir into the show. And I think that, you know, being able to display those definitely makes it more than just that old soul review thing.
For instance, a lot of people may have heard J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound for the first time doing the cover of the Wilco song,
sure,
We're Trying to Break Your Heart, which I'm right to have got a smile on my face when you did that. I mean, it's not like a joke, but it is funny. That was on purpose in a way, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's about... or rather, where it comes from for me is that, you know, malicious glee that you get from getting back at someone who hurt you. And, you know, the more malicious glee you have, the more they actually got to you, which is
good point.
You know, the song, or rather, the happier I am or the more malicious I am with the song, you know, I think it's more telling of, you know, how much I got hurt before. So,
and even though this is all in Chicago, you didn't know Jeff Tweedy before you cut that?
No, we didn't. We just, it sort of came up as a bit of a joke when we were like waiting to do this WGN TV appearance to promote this Numero Group Soul Review that we're doing. And we're all like messing around, and Bill comes up with the idea that, like, what if because we were working with an artist, Syl Johnson, at the time. And he was like, what if Syl was covering the, you know, greatest songs by Chicago artists? So like Syl Jackson covers, or Syl Johnson rather, covers Ministry and Wilco and whatnot. And what would that sound like? And we, like, you know, we started with it and we're like, hey, this is actually, it could have legs. So we ended up doing it at this outdoor festival, and it went over well. So yeah, we just,
that's funny. Talking about your theater background, how does that help in building a set for the band, building a show?
Well, I think that it keeps me from falling too into myself, you know, on stage, because I do see that in some bands where it's just like, no, someone is singing from a very personal place, and because, you know, they're feeling strong emotion, they tend to go inward with it, because, you know, in society we are very much trained to mask all non-happy emotions. So I think that, you know, having the theater background has made me comfortable with emoting in front of anyone. And also in simpler terms, I'm not afraid to be an ass in front of people.
Right.
And it kind of makes it a lot more fun that I can jump around and shout and stomp and, you know, and people end up thanking me for it.
Are you loving this as much as acting?
Dude, it's so much fun. It's a different kind of fun. You know, I can't pick which kid is my favorite, but it's still, yeah, this is a treat.
Well, hey, let's go to the stage and people can hear what this is all about. J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound, the latest album is Want More, and we're going to the stage of World Cafe Live.
She don't bake, and she don't sew. No, but she's got more vision than a gypsy eye. She's got me hotter than an apple pie. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Come on. And I'm lost enough to know. Love something, you better never ever let it go. And I'll search long enough to know that we can find something you love, you never wanna let it go. No, no. Yeah, we march. Yeah, we march to the beat of our own drum. Yeah. Ooh. And we march in control. Yeah, we march to the beat of our own drum. I got this feeling, yeah, that I can't show. Said I'm gonna put some heat, oh Lord, yeah, in this deep rock hole. You see, I sold more things out of my own to buy you a diamond ring, a punch of gold. Oh, yeah.
For self-medication, at least not since I lost my license to practice medicine in this dimension. But you know, I've tried your Paxils, your Prozacs, your lithiums, and that stuff just don't work for me. I found my own special solution and a little green bag of dried herb, and it gets me so high. All I can think is one thing. There's only one worry plaguing my mind once I get up there. I get up so high, I think, I wanna do is never come down. But see, this ain't a song about the pain, no. It's a song about the route through that pain, finding the joy in the rain. So I'm gonna roll it up for y'all, and we gonna sing about how to get happy, right? All right. I got high, and I didn't come down. There's no easy way to fall when you're already headed for the ground. I got stoned sitting on your fence. You see, I took another man's affection to question if I was the best. Yes. Y'all having a good time, right? You know, every now and again, somebody will ask me, hey, JC, why don't y'all play something nice and easy? And I say, well, there's just one problem with that, you see. It's that we don't never, ever do nothing nice and easy. Oh, yeah, we always do it nice and rough. But we are going to take the top of the song and do it easy. And do the finish uptown rough. Because that is how we tip our hats to our friends who let us record and sell their song without suing us, you dig? Now, there's a story happening here. And if you know it, I want you to feel free to sing along because I love hearing your voices. But if you don't, just sit back and let it wash over you and be glad you didn't have to live it. It's a story about a love gone wrong. It goes, I'm an American aquarium drinker and I assassin down the avenue. Been hiding out in the big city blinking. What was I thinking when I let go of you? I am trying to break your heart. I hear you sing louder. I am trying to break your heart. I'm smiling. Still, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart. But not like that, see. Oh no, I'm not a sadist about it. See, I'd rather drop you from a height and watch you shatter than slowly tear you to pieces. So baby, if you think you're ready for the news, why don't you come in, take a cold sip of water, and prick up your ears, cause JC's here, see. I'm an American aquarium drinker. Lyrics. It's really only about one thing. It's about that love that you know is gonna mess you up from jump, but you decide to cross that threshold anyway because you figure it's better to have loved and lost to some other happy fiction like that. You know, I always thought that if I held you tightly, that you would always, always love me like you did back then. Well, I fell asleep and the city kept blinking. Oh yeah, what was I thinking when I let you back in? I said that I am trying to break. Why? thing you did to me, yeah. And after all the mean and hurtful nasty things you said to me, you got me walking around this land with my head in my hand. I start to think crazy thoughts, I start to think crazy things like, if I can't hurt you, no one can. Thank y'all so much. Give me 1 second, let me check in with my band. Uptown, pretty baby, don't you whinge and whine when I tell you everything's gonna be just fine. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Uptown, don't bother thinking about the ticking time, but baby, come real close and let me ease your mind. Can I get an all right?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Uptown. The world is trying to do you wrong, but let your troubles slip away while I sing this song. Can I get a witness? Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. You know what's going on, Mr. Miller. Actually, just let me tell you, the proper response when somebody asks you, can I get a witness, is to jump up and say, I'll testify. So let's try it one more time. Can I get a witness? Yes.
I'll testify.
Uptown, give him a beat.
From the stage of World Cafe Live, that's J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound finishing up their set with Everything Will Be Fine.
That is from their album called Want More. And our thanks to JC and Company for being our guest today here on the World Cafe.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.